Steve Miller and a tune called The Joker. Well, we've got one in the studio. The plumbing boss loves a good joke, but many of them we have to run by the official censors first, so we won't go there today. But nice to see you, Barry.
Always good.
Maybe I'll give you the right microphone.
Thank you. I'm here. Always good, man.
Yeah. You've been away doing mountains and sky trails and all sorts of adventures. Lovely.
Yeah, so fortunately enough, had the opportunity to have a spot all booked up quite a wee in advance. So it was lined up with his kids' school holidays and everything. It's always good to go and spend a bit of time with them. So yeah, we went up and did some treetop canopy tours through the Drakensberg, which was quite mind-blowing, you know, all the waterfalls that you get to see and some of the random birds and fauna and flora and all those wonderful things, yeah.
We live in a beautiful country. Unfortunately, we are doing our best to destroy it. And as the news report of the hour indicated, there was a really tragic fish kill in the Ohlanga estuary over the weekend. Lots of little fish on the beach, mostly juveniles, but some bigger fish too. Investigations say, well, you know, it's a sewerage overflow, and it happens regularly from the Blackburn sewerage farm. But they say it's low oxygen and high levels of ammonia that kill the fish, not pollutants that you would imagine, poisons of all sorts, because that happened in 21, of course, when that magnificent poison factory overflowed. But what is the situation? I believe pumping sewerage out to sea, although it sounds disgusting, fishermen tell me that generally it attracts the fish. They don't die from sewerage. They, in fact, it seemed to enjoy it. Maybe you can separate fact from myth.
So I think a lot of the old school ships and stuff like that. I mean, I remember doing a little scuba dive under one of the ships in Lake Malawi, trying to stare at all the cichlids. And I saw this beautiful little school of fish. And I swam to the rear of the ship, and it was amazing fish. And then all of a sudden, I realized why they were fish, because the toilets were flushing straight out into the water. And I ended up basically swimming in feces.
Wow.
While I was looking at these fish, I realized. Wow. So gone are those days. I mean, these days now the oaks have got sewer treatment works and plants and stuff like that to process everything on the systems. So it's all about quantities, volumes. You know, if you've got one boat that's or one pipe that's discharging a little bit of effluent into a system that's got a very big natural bacteria buildup base, it's going to more than likely get consumed relatively quickly. But as soon as you start talking the volumes that we're talking about with this kind of thing, I don't think anybody can survive in that. It's purely just the toxicity level of it is so high and so concentrated. And we're not only talking about feces, we're talking about cleaning products, the sterilizers, all of these things that are going down in our sewer systems that are then just overflowing and going into the river systems, which is going to have a massive impact on everything.
Mm. I was wondering, it's a strange question, but I thought I'd ask you anyway. I was at the 25th birthday celebrations of Caesar Water on last Friday, and they do a remarkable job of making sure that the reticulation and the leak prevention and, generally speaking, the quality of the potable water in this area is good, and compared to the rest of the country, they've got a fabulous track record. Of course, there is a serious threat hanging over the whole exercise because the municipality wants to take over that service, you know, service in inverted commas, because once the municipality takes over any service, the last thing on their minds is, in fact, that verb.
Service.
But, yeah. But what was quite interesting to discover was that during the drought of 2015, the massive drought, which you'll remember very well, almost brought us to our knees and caused all sorts of forward thinking to take place. One of the forward thoughts was we shouldn't be flushing away or wasting the precious resource that is water in this country, and they decided to go ahead with a water purification plant. Now, there's only two of them in the country, apparently, that produce the kind of water quality that is produced here. One is in Stellenbosch and one is here in Ballito. And the water is so good that, in fact, the whole of Zimbali Estate is fed from that recycled water plant. Really good quality water. I mean, you could put it in a bottle and someone would buy it. But I'm wondering about not necessarily the effluent or chemical load, because they managed to clear that a lot, but things like steroids and growth hormones.
That's always been something that I've, like, recycling water. Can you actually get those things out?
Yes, I mean, they are microscopic in their sort of essence, and I know how one separates that from a water molecule, I wouldn't know. But the question that I want to ask you is, if there is, just think about birth control pills, for example, of which a large percentage of the female population would be taking. That's estrogen and progesterone, and, you know, those are the same kind of things which dissolve into the system. And I don't know if there is a way of separating that out from water molecules?
Geez, only way I could think it could be done would be through, like, distillation.
Well, there it is, hey?
Boiling it off.
Yeah.
But that would be massively expensive. I mean, it's one of the water treatment works I went to go look at when I was in the UAE. Is a desalination plant. They do distillation. They've got reactors generating heat, and they're just boiling salt water. So they're getting salt as a byproduct, a whole bunch of other minerals and everything off the side. And then immensely large amounts of water.
Now, the water that is produced by that process of distillation apparently is not very good to drink, because it tends to leach from the human body the essential nutrients and particularly minerals like calcium, apparently. You know, this is what one hears from those that sell bottled water that they have purified 100%. And added to. Is that true?
So there's a lot of research out there that does back up the whole you drink RO water, reverse osmosis, or distilled water, that there's nothing in it. It's literally just water. There's no minerals or anything. And our body, yes, our body needs water, but it needs all the minerals that come with that water. So you need the calcium and the limes and the this and the bit of iron and the magnesium and all the wonderful things that come in it. And yes, the research is there that shows that if you are drinking dead water, it is actually leaching those minerals out of your body.
Wow. So the osteoporosis syndrome, which we've seen a huge uptick of, could well be linked to something similar, or maybe this the modern lifestyle that we live.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, and I've through my body changes as well, I've always believed that the biggest thing, don't go after the problem, fixing the problem, fix the cause of the problem. So, and with the human being, it's 95% of the time what we're putting in our mouths or fueling our body with that is the cause of a problem. And water is life. And without having good quality water with the correct minerals and everything inside it, you're going to have problems. That's why there's water distributors in the area here that are selling you water with drops or additives to them to give you that mineral quantity.
Interesting. And we pay very handsomely for that, because we believe in it. And many will tell you that understand these things that, look, it's important to have the right balance of supplements, but you generally get that from food anyway, even if it is not necessarily only organic. You get lots of additional supplementary dietary requirements from our diet, often by taking the pills and the potions and the additives to the water, etc. It sounds like a good idea, but in fact, it just goes straight through you, and it ends up in the Otlanga estuary if you're in that part of the world, or here, flowing down the taps and pipes and things. And I'm just wondering if anyone has done any kind of research into the levels of those particular steroidal and estrogens and hormonal additives.
I'll go do some homework.
Would you? I think it would be a fascinating follow-up to this conversation, because I have a suspicion that there is a lot in our water that if we knew about, we might think twice about, not necessarily casting aspersions in any direction at all, other than to possibly take responsibility to then look deeper into the solution to that problem. In other words, you want to drink water, it's good for you. Well, it can be if it is clean and pure and supplemented with what is necessary for you to enjoy good health. So that's the mission. I think it would be fabulous to find out. And is it safe to drink water from the taps? I think it is. I do all the time, and I haven't glowed in the dark yet. But maybe it's a delayed process. I don't know. We'll have a look later.
No, well, I mean, when I was at the last World Plumbing Conference, I spoke to a guy from the UK there, and he said that the water running through the Thames has basically been through about 21 people's bodies.
Yeah, I read that statistic a couple of years back already, so by now it's probably more than that. Yeah. And it's but you know, this is what we live in, almost a closed system. You know, water, if you look at the cycle, the evaporation off the big ocean, the massive bodies of water, it condenses and it falls, and then we gather it all together and we
recycle,
we use it, and then it goes again. That's the way it is. In fact, you can make these things. People have a closed bio system with a sealed big glass dome, and a plant can live, certain plants can live like that for many, many years without ever being watered again, because it's a closed system. So this is the world we live in, but we are so quickly making holes in that closed system. It's not fun.
Yeah, we got to look after our water resource, eh?
Indeed. And on that note, we will be chatting with Barry from Chapman Plumbing, again very, very shortly, in a week's time. Time goes by, really flashes by. I look forward to that, Barry.
Lovely.
And Chapman Plumbing, of course, preferred plumbers to the rich and famous like you and me.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geyser specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.
The outdoor life is for everyone. And our clothes are too. It's made to last in the sun, wind, and weather. Whether you're fishing, hiking, camping, or going to work. Get all your favorite brands like First Ascent, Cape Storm, African Nature, High Tech, and Columbia all under one roof. Outdoor Warehouse. For every adventure. Also shop online.